I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. In the next few minutes, a few stories about the planet's changing environment. We're going to start with a really dramatic story, and if you've seen the pictures, you know what I'm talking about. Southern India has been suffering through the region's heaviest rainfall in more than 100 years. Heavy rains in Chennai, used to be known as Madras, have left much of that city under several feet of water. More than 250 people have died, and thousands have been forced from their homes. My BBC colleague Sanjoy Majumdar is in Chennai. Sanjoy, what is the latest on the rains and these unprecedented floods?
Well, for about 36 hours, the rains began easing off after the intense showers the city experienced earlier in the week. Very, very heavy rainfall, the equivalent of a month's rain falling in the course of 2 days. But in the evening, we had some sharp showers again, very, very intense rain. I was out there for a brief while, and it was just belting down. And it happened really quickly, and then it stopped. And you really got a sense very much of how much this spell of rain has taken the city completely unawares. People I've been speaking to are just saying, you know, they've never seen anything like this. It just doesn't rain this much.
Yeah, I heard that today's rain that you were just describing was so intense that rescue helicopters couldn't even get off the ground.
Yes, that's right. I mean, when it starts raining like that, there's very little that anyone can do. I mean, I was looking down from a building when it started, and then all of a sudden, you know, the rain started coming down, and you couldn't really see anything across anymore. And the road, it just literally took a few minutes for the road to be covered, completely covered in water, up to about ankle length.
I've seen pictures and heard descriptions saying the entire city has been underwater at one point or another. How accurate is that?
If you look at Chennai from the sky, or if you looked at Chennai from the sky, say, a day or two ago, what you'd have seen is a collection of little islands surrounded, all of them surrounded completely by water. And that's something that's just quite astonishing. This is, after all, India's fourth largest city. It's not just a big city, it's a manufacturing hub. Some of the world's biggest companies are based just outside Chennai, companies like Ford, like BMW. So this is a city which is actually quite well designed. And yet it's taken, you know, an intense shower to completely bring the city to a standstill. The international airport here, this is one of the busiest airports in the country. No flights have taken off for a couple of days because the runway is underwater. And I looked at a picture and you can actually see several aircraft on the tarmac, but you can't see the ground beneath them because all you can see is a big pool of water. And some of the smaller aircraft, private jets, were actually floating in the water.
So Sanjoy, what has been the impact of all of this on people's lives in Chennai?
Well, a lot of people I've been speaking to, and particularly those who aren't very well off, have simply been devastated. Some of them have now begun going back home as the waters began receding. So for the first time, they were able to enter their homes, which were otherwise completely flooded. When the floods were at their most intense, there were neighborhoods where the water levels came right up to the first level of their homes. And so people had to climb up to the roofs if it was a single-story home. There are things like refrigerators and washing machines, television sets floating in the water, again, completely damaged. And it's worse in working-class neighborhoods where people often have things that they use to work in. So if you're a tailor and you have a sewing machine, or if you're a small factory worker and you have a little machine inside your home, all of that is damaged.
Now, the Indian Army has been mobilized for rescue and relief operations. Are they actually picking people off their rooftops, kind of like we saw with Katrina?
They did that when the rain was at its most intense and there were a lot of people stranded. The Army and the Air Force used helicopters either to winch people off their roofs or to drop supplies until they could be rescued later. And a lot of the disaster relief teams used boats to get to people who were stuck. Something like 500 boats have been used over the past few days just to navigate through roads which are now waterways to try and get to neighborhoods deep inside which were completely surrounded by water.
And when they're not thinking about the water rising up to their ankles and knees around them, do people in Chennai also think about the climate change talks in Paris right now and how leaders may come up with a plan that would hopefully mitigate some of this flooding years down the road?
Interestingly, Prime Minister Modi, who was at Paris last week, actually made a reference to the fact that many parts of India are beginning to experience extreme weather patterns. And he said part of this was due to climate change. And then, of course, a week later, we have this. So, yes, there are people in India, in fact, not just in Chennai, who are beginning to worry about the fact that you are seeing, you know, extreme drought in one part of the country and then flooding probably around the same time in another part of the country. And they're hoping that, you know, that something can be done to address this.
My BBC colleague in Chennai, Sanjoy Majumdar, really appreciate your time.
Cheers.